Line upon line, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. The Lord teaches us the pattern for prayer in the New Testament. The general pattern outlined in the Savior's prayer is the same basic way you learn to pray in your family, in primary, or from the missionaries. Referring to verse 9 from Matthew chapter 6, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Hallowed means blessed or sanctified and holy. Remember to be respectful in addressing Heavenly Father and to thank Him for blessings. The Savior used thee, thou, thy, and thine instead of you, your, and yours when He prayed. From verse 10, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." To learn more about prayer language, see Elder Dallin H. Oaks, The Special Language of Prayer, New Era, January 2006, page 4. Ask for what you need when you pray. Verse 11. "Give us this day our daily bread." Try recording what you pray in your journal. Then record the answers to your prayers to help you better remember all the times the Lord has answered them. Sometimes answers to prayers come immediately, and sometimes they take a long time. These scriptures will tell you more about the link between being forgiven and forgiving others, relating to verse 12, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 15, chapter 18, verses 21 through 35, Mosiah chapter 26, verses 30 through 31, Doctrine and Covenants section 64, verses 8 through 10. Verse 13, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." The Joseph Smith translation of this verse asks the Lord to suffer us not to be led into temptation. The Lord never leads us into temptation, but He can deliver us from it if we ask Him. "Thy will be done as in heaven, so on earth." Luke chapter 11, verse 2. That was the Savior's prayer in the extremity of offering the atonement for all mankind and all the world. See Matthew chapter 26, verse 42, and refer to the latter part of verse 9 from Matthew chapter 6. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The faithful servant prays that even the apparently smallest task will be done as God would have it done. It makes all the difference to work and to pray for His success more than for our own. Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Watch Over and Strengthen. Ensign, May 2000, page 68. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles says, "When we say Amen, we are saying, that is my prayer too." See Sweet Power of Prayer, Ensign, May 2003, page 7. We should also close our prayers in the name of the Savior. When we use these sacred words in the name of Jesus Christ, they are much more than a way to get out of a prayer or out of a testimony or out of a talk. We are on holy ground. We are using a name most sublime, most holy, and most wonderful, the very name of the Son of God. What power and reassurance and peace come when we really pray in His name. Elder L. Edward Brown of the 70, "Pray unto the Father in my name," Ensign, May 1997, page 79. Editor's note: this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verses, only a starting point for your own study. End of note. End of the article, line upon line, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13.